It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Eon the Peon here with me, and we're going to clear the phone lines now for the Harris Challenge, which is brought to you by the Well Hungarians. Go see him Wednesday nights at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge that night, and no cover charge for the ladies anyway. And on Thursday, there's no cover charge for anyone at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville when the Well Hungarians are there. And there's amazing food there as well. If you haven't played the challenge in the last 30 days, you can play right now by calling me at 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phones *KTRS. Before we play the challenge, I want to mention one piece of what I consider to be very good news. In the month of March, for the first time since February 2003, in other words, in 11 years and 1 month, no Americans died in Iraq or Afghanistan.
Wow.
Now, we have lost 4,800 troops in Iraq and 3,400 in Afghanistan during that time, but this is the first time since we went to war in Iraq in February of 2003 that no Americans died. That is a piece of good news that should be celebrated. All right, let's play the Harris Challenge now. Here's contestant number one. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I just want to say I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And that recipe on that pork shoulder was awesome.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. Wasn't
very
it good?
Yeah.
Why didn't I get any?
I share a little cooking tips from time to time.
Why didn't I get any?
Well, I didn't bring any in. I just shared the recipe.
Oh. let's turn on the semi-random category computer. See what the questions and categories look like for today, Mike. They come spilling out here. Led, of course, by our weekly topical category, have you been paying attention? You can have that if you want. Or, since David Letterman announced his retirement yesterday, you can have a different kind of Letterman. Or you can have the final four. Which one would you like?
The final four.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. And when we get to the end, I'll tally up your points. If you don't get past the midway point, because there are a total of 15 points, if you don't get to 7.5 or more, then I will punish you. But if you do get past that, to 8 or more, you'll get the fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize pack!
All right, Paul, we have lots of prizes to choose from this week.
Yay.
We have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have a location in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have a saving, I almost said Saving Private Ryan. Saving Mr.
We've got this old VHS tape Dan found. It used to hold up the corner of a couch in his basement. We decided to give that away. The cover's a little bit scuffed, but we think you'll enjoy it.
Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh, Mr. Banks. That's very, very different.
On Blu-ray.
You know, the first 25 minutes of Saving Mr. Banks, I think, are the best war footage ever shot.
Yes, it was.
Both with Tom Hanks, by the way.
Hey, we also have a free bowling party.
Yay! A new advertiser.
Yes,
on the show.
We do. And it gets you 1 hour of free bowling for up to 6 people, one large, one topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company. And this is available at Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton or Crest Bowl in Florissant.
All right.
And from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have movie passes, including Captain America. We have Need for Speed. We have Noah. We have a few others to choose from.
So you can have any of those prizes you like, or you can have all of them if you get 15 points. That's all the correct answers. A prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Mike, your category is the final four. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of this year's Final Four schools has won the most NCAA Division I men's basketball championships?
Kentucky.
Kentucky is right. Which of the Final Four team names is a member of the Weasel family?
Wisconsin.
The Badgers, yeah. Which of the Final Four schools is located in a town called Storrs?
Pass.
four-pointer. According to the Archbishop of New Orleans, if you're a Florida Gators fan, are you allowed to eat gator meat during Lent?
Yes.
Yes, he classified it as fish in 2010. Finally, what Kentucky city is home to the Wildcats' home court?
Lexington.
Lexington is right. Back to that three-pointer. Which of the final four schools is located in a town called Storrs?
I can't think of the fourth team.
The UConn Huskies are in Storrs, Connecticut. But you didn't need that, Mike. You got everything else for a total of 12 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we go to our next contestant. Hello, JC.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm trying to play the game. The problem is that I don't have a good connection. I'm having a little trouble hearing you tonight.
Well, you want to give it another shot another time?
Probably best to, because okay. Jeffy's getting sticky out here.
All right. We won't count this as your 30-day exemption, JC. We'll go to our next contestant, and that's you, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to say my little boy is turning 17 tomorrow, so happy birthday, Brandon.
All right. Happy birthday to him. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? A different kind of Letterman, or night time is the right time, night spelled with a K?
Ooh, let's go with have I been paying attention, but I don't know that I have.
Well, we'll find out here. 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which bridge in the St. Louis area was hit by a crane this morning, causing the closure of I-64 eastbound?
Daniel Boone Bridge.
Correct. Which country was hit with an earthquake that caused a tsunami to travel across the Pacific this week?
Malaysia.
Chile. At what army base did Specialist Ivan Lopez kill three people and wound 16 Wednesday?
Fort Hood.
Correct. Which country's ban on Twitter was lifted this week when a court ruled it that it violated freedom of expression?
China?
Turkey.
Turkey.
Which company announced it is closing all of its outlets in Crimea because it's no longer part of Ukraine?
Pass.
You can't pass. That's the last question.
That's what I was afraid of.
Which company announced it is closing all of its outlets in Crimea because it's no longer part of Ukraine? You need this for the win.
I
mentioned
the
it
gap.
Earlier. The Gap is not close. It was McDonald's.
No.
Yeah. So, Mark, all you got were the one and the three. And by the way, Dan, you're going to have to pick up an extra line because JC dropped off.
Gotcha.
Mark, you got the one and the three. That's only 4 points, and so I am going to have to punish you. To punish you, I will be honest with you, I'm not sure exactly what we're about to hear because I said to Ian that a listener had told me about something called Rockabye Baby, which is taking rock and pop classics and turning them into lullabies that you're supposed to play for your kids. So Ian went online and found an example of one of these. I don't know what song it is. Let's all find out together. I am completely stumped. For a second, I thought it was You Shook Me All Night Long. Is that it?
That's it.
You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC.
What in the world?
Lullaby.
Wouldn't that be baby shaking syndrome?
I don't know if I'm getting funny, but I am getting tired.
Yeah, we better. We got a lot of listeners in cars. We don't want to put them to sleep. Mark, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but thanks for playing the Harris Challenge.
Thank you, guys.
Here's our third contestant. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't have anything. If you like roller derby, go see the St. Louis Men's Gatekeepers Saturday night at 6 at Queen Park.
Okay. Which category would you like here, Steve? We have a different kind of Letterman. We have nighttime. That's night with a K. Nighttime is the right time. Or bet you didn't know that. That's our new third category. What would you like?
What was the last one again?
Bet you didn't know that.
I'll try that one.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of the person who invented condensed milk? Carnation, Borden, or Birdseye?
Borger.
Correct. When a military contractor refers to a manually powered fastener driving impact device, what's he talking about?
Hammer.
Correct. What should you never do in a restaurant in Iceland because it's considered an insult?
Tip.
Tip is right. Which Connecticut university is home to the oldest daily college newspaper in the United States?
UConn?
It's Yale. If you're a five-pointer, if you're in Britain standing in the Red Lion, what kind of business are you patronizing?
A pub.
Yeah, it's the most popular name for a pub in the UK. And by the way, the Yale Daily News, 1878, oldest continuously publishing daily college newspaper in the United States. You didn't need that, Steve. You got yourself 11 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll bring in contestant number four. Hello, Becky.
Good afternoon, Mr. Harris.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not too much to say. I am a proud parent of two young people that go to McNair Elementary in Hazelwood, and my daughter is turning 11 on Monday.
Well, happy birthday. Mention your kids' names.
Mary Clara is turning 11, and my son is Thomas.
Okay. Which category would you like? There are two left. We have a different kind of Letterman, or nighttime is the right time.
How about nighttime is the right time?
All right, Becky, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What name was given to the three men who sang behind Gladys Knight?
The Pip.
Correct. In what movie did Ted Knight play Judge Smales?
Ooh, pass.
What athletic shoe company is headed by Phil Knight?
Nike.
Correct. For 2 points each, what pieces are placed directly to the left and right of the knight at the beginning of a game of chess?
Ooh, the rook.
That's one. What's the other one?
The bishop.
Correct. Who was the human star of the TV show Knight Rider?
David Hasselhoff.
Correct. All right, this is for the clean sweep. In what movie did Ted Knight play Judge Smales?
Ted Knight, Judge Smales. I haven't a clue.
You got 5 seconds. Take a guess.
Honestly, drawing a blank.
What was the question?
In what movie did Ted Knight play Judge Smales?
Oh,
Judge
Caddyshack.
Smales.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack is the answer. But Becky, you got yourself 13 points, and you're a winner as well. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend.
You're very welcome. Hope your daughter has a very happy birthday. Here's our final contestant, another Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just driving home, so hopefully we'll have a good weekend for the Blues and the Cardinals.
Okay. A different kind of Letterman is the category. Mark, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of the letter carrier who was a regular at the bar on Cheers?
Cliff Clavin.
Correct. What was the name of the letter carrier played by Wayne Knight on Seinfeld?
Newman.
Hello, Newman. In what movie did Will Smith discover Tommy Lee Jones working in a post office?
That would be Men in Black 2.
Correct. It was number 2. Of the four male stars of Anchorman 2, which one once delivered the mail for a living in real life?
David Koechner?
Steve Carell. Which member of the rock band Kiss was once a mailman?
The lead man, Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons?
Yep.
No, with that tongue, he probably licked a lot of male, and frankly, a lot of female. But the answer is Ace Frehley. Oh, Mark, you got the one, the two, and the three. That's only 6 points, and unfortunately for you, that's below the punishment threshold.
We have a different one.
Oh, so I have to name that tune?
That's right.
I can name that tune in 6 lullabies. Go. I may need Dan's help on this one. Well, sounds familiar.
You don't know what I mean. Might as well jump.
Jump by Van Halen. Oh, man. That is worthy of punishment music. And you put us through it there, Mark. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.